Welcome to the Attention Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Corbett. To compete and win the battle for attention, you must become an attention warrior. On each episode of the program, I'll interview business and marketing experts who will share with you their secrets and strategies for business and marketing success. I'll also share with you my stories and expertise from 25 years in the trenches of PR and marketing. I hope you enjoy the show. Hey, it's Bill Corbett here at the Trade Brooklyn Trade Show. We're here with the show director.
Yeah, producer director. Sure.
Producer director John Levin. It's been a great show. We're wrapping the show up in about an hour. It's going to be over. This is the 10th show, if you can believe it, John, that we've put together here in Brooklyn. What stands out for you this year at Trade Brooklyn?
I think this year we have some extra new activations. Mm-hmm. We have some sponsorship sections and some fun things going on. We have headshots in the foyer here, mm-hmm. so attendees could come and get a free headshot. We have your section with mm-hmm. personal branding, and then specifically, we increased the seminars this year, and I think it really drew it increased the attendance, and we had a crowd that was really engaged in learning about how they can improve their business, market their business better, and things of that sort.
I felt that way because during the sessions that I did, and I did like three or four sessions during the course of the day, and people were saying, well, at this seminar, we were talking about this, we were talking about the websites, we were talking about all these different things. So I think there's a lot of integration between the different programs that happened today. So I think that was great. I think we've created a new little paradigm here that works nicely, and it's been a good energy. The show's been good. I listening to the buzz in the room, it's still continuing now. So how do you know when you're having a good show?
So we've discussed this off and on over the years, but for me what happens is around 10 o'clock in the morning, the morning of the show, mm-hmm. put aside the attendance of the breakfast. You know, you could count numbers, count right. heads, but it really comes down to the interactions mm-hmm. and the noise level. So at around 10 o'clock, 10:30, I usually poke my head into the room. Usually by then I could take a moment and just walk around, right. say hello to a few people. And at that point, there's that like noise level, that din that happened, mm-hmm. that you hear. That all of a sudden I know when the room gets to a certain level, I know the show happened, and I know the show is good, and that the vendors will be happy.
We can hear it now. So, is anything people are doing this year that's different that seems to be catching on? It's attracting attention with the vendors. It seems like some of the food people were pretty interesting, and some of the other technology, the visuals were capturing people.
You even take a look at like TGI has been one of our sponsors and mm-hmm. exhibitors, and Vinny's passing by over there. What happens is, we were talking during lunch, and he said, we got our 3D printer this year here. He doesn't have a 3D printer here because it relates directly to his business. Mm-hmm. He has it because it creates a buzz.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Patisserie, Kabir's Bakery, they're here giving out samples because they want you to taste how good their bread is.
People are talking about the croissants, and it's great.
And so by doing those things, it's about the lead generation. Mm-hmm. I think the understanding and the transformation with all the technology we have that can support us now, email blasting, right. CRMs, you can dump your leads into a database and then follow up and have a process. Mm-hmm. But I think what people understand now is that you come to a show like this, and it's as much about the lead generation and the promotion as it used to be about the on-site direct sales.
Right.
A business expo like this today, you're not writing orders on the floor per se, like a industry trade show, mm-hmm. but you are making connections that will have value down the road.
I'm telling you, one of the people we just had on, though, she had four applications for funding for through her business, so that's pretty cool. I know through other people talking about leads, they've gotten leads, they got interest. It's going to lead to more meetings. I've asked you this before, but what's the important thing to do tomorrow if you're an exhibitor and you're looking at your leads?
So I think what you have to do is you have to step back. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you have to take a breath, mm-hmm. recover, let your legs rest, put them up, but nonetheless, sort your leads,
right.
categorize them, qualify them.
Right.
And when you do that, and you it'll then give you a direction ahead.
Right.
It'll tell you who are the ones you need to speak to now, who are the ones in 3-6 months,
right.
and who are the ones are your networking referral partners versus your direct sales, direct business. And that's how you got to look at it. You got to look at it with a plan. You have to approach it with a plan. Whatever the plan is, just have it. Even if it means you're calling them the next day.
Right.
Just make sure you do not let the leads sit. Do not let the cars just sit there and collect dust.
Right. And we're sitting here, it's a Wednesday, right? So the show's going to end, and people are going to get back, and they're going to get back in the business tomorrow. They're going to have 500 emails, they didn't answer. But I always like to tell people, you know what, make those emails wait another 2 hours, because you know what, if there are 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 people that are really important to you that you met today, focus on getting them, focus on getting their attention, and then, you know, take care of the other stuff, because you only have Friday and the week's over. So by next week, it's starting to get a little old, so you got to act in the next 2 days.
The purpose of coming here is to build your business.
Hello.
If you don't fill your pipeline by coming to this event, you've wasted the opportunity that you have by coming to the trade show.
We just had a fan jumping into the crowd here, so it's fantastic. How are you? So
you never know what's going to happen at a trade show.
Never know. That was fun, but that's live, and that's what makes live events and things fun. So following up after trade shows, meeting great people. I've met a lot of great people. I want to thank John.
Thanks, Bill.
And Town Square. It's been fantastic. It's been a lot of good energy this year, and we're going to catapult that into Trade New Jersey coming up.
Yeah, we have two events coming up in the fall, Business Expos. Trade Nassau will be October 19th, I believe. And then we have a new launch, Trade New Jersey, right in the heart of Town Square's radio footprint with 101.5 as our featured sponsor, our major media partner on that event, which is radio we own right in the heart. It's the largest talk radio in New Jersey, right. And that'll take place November 2nd in Edison.
And New Jersey is a tremendous market for small business and business, so I'm looking forward to learning more about that and being involved in those shows and having a good time. So thank you from Trade Brooklyn. It's been a fantastic show. Thank you, John Levin.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the next one.
And one more thing, townsquareexpos.com to find out more about all of our events.
That's right. We need to plug townsquareexpos.com. Remember that. And talk to John and his sales team. There's tremendous opportunities to sponsor, be exhibitors, and grow your business. And we'll see you there in New Jersey and beyond. Thank you for listening to the Attention Warrior Podcast. I'm Bill Corbett, and for more information about me and my firm, please go to CorbettPR.com. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at WJCorbett. If you want to ask me a question, leave a comment, or send a guest suggestion, please email me at Corbett@CorbettPR.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.